says, come and become chairman of vision is not daydreaming. Okay. Vision is not trying to become like someone else. Vision is not trying to become like anybody. Vision is trying to be what God wants you to be. Nevertheless, it is important. It is important that you follow somebody who has found vision. Praise God. Vision is not to be like anyone, but it is important to follow someone who has found vision in order for you to identify yourself. So it is not to say you want to be like Daddy Gio. Daddy Gio is living his own destiny, his own vision, his own plan for his life. But following Daddy Gio help us to get direction for our life, help us to hear the vision and to know the vision for our life and to walk in the path. Praise the Lord. So vision is not to be like someone else, but you can follow somebody of vision. Example is in Joshua chapter 1, Joshua following Moses, right? In all the book, it was not even mentioned in all the book until Joshua chapter 1, when God called him, that I have a plan for you too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Vision is not a career. Vision is not a career, but a career can be part of God's vision for your life. Am I confusing you? Vision is not a career, but your career can be part of God's vision for you. Praise God. You can fulfill vision as a medical practitioner. Being a medical practitioner is not the vision, but God has planned for you. But being a medical practitioner will help in the plan of God for your life. Okay. Vision is not money. Vision is not money. As many of us in this Gen Z generation, we believe when you have money, that's all. All our idea, all our thinking, all our desire is to make money, to hit 35 billion, how do you call it? 30G. Okay, to have money. But vision is not money, although vision produces provision. When you follow vision, the money comes, but money is not the vision. But the vision can produce the money. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Imagine a man who sold all his property as youth and followed God's vision. And I tell you, money follow thereafter. Money follow thereafter. Praise the Lord. So a man following money is not following vision. No. A man following money will soon be destroyed. A man following money will soon fall into the pit. But a man following vision, not minding money, will soon have money in abundance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said many people pursue money and miss purpose. Many people pursue money, and because of the love for money, they miss their purpose. They miss their God-given vision and God-given purpose. May you not miss your purpose in life in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, may you not miss your vision, your purpose, the plan of God for your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Vision is not popularity. Vision is not popularity. I want them to know me around the world. I want to be like Daddy Gio. Vision is not popularity, but you can be living in vision and be popular. You can even be living in vision and not be popular. So vision is not popularity. Vision is not money. I remember the leaflet we used to do for evangelism. I remember the story therein, and it came fresh to me. A parent sent the young boy, go and buy me food, I am hungry. Take money, take plate. And as he was going to get the food. He met them in a field where they are playing football. He stand a little while to wash. And as he was washing, they said they needed a striker. He's a good striker. And he said, let me play a little while. I will soon get my mommy the food. And he joined them. He was playing. He scored. He played very well. And people were hailing him. They were clapping for him. He's so happy, he forgot that they sent him to buy food. The plate and the money he gave to someone. And he was playing. They were winning. He was playing. They were winning. He was playing. They were winning. And then night comes. Everybody now needs to go. As they were going, he suddenly remembered that my mom said I should buy her food. Where is the food? He rushed down to where he gave the guy. The guy is not there. The plate is not there. And the money is not there. And then it dawned on him that he has wasted time. And then it dawned on him, even though he's being shared by his mate, even though he has scored in life, even though he felt fulfilled at that point in time, but at the end, he knew that he has wasted time. So the money, the popularity, is not vision. That's why I said somebody can be popular, somebody can be rich, and not be living in the vision of the Father. What is God's vision for you? Are you living according to the plan of God for your life? Or are you wasting away? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Although he's being shared by his mate, although he is called and he felt okay, but he is not living according to the plan of God for his life. What then is vision? What is vision? Vision is the ability to see God's plan and purpose and direction for your life before it becomes visible physically. Vision is the ability to see God's plans, God's purpose, and God's direction for your life before it becomes visible physically. Praise the Lord. Vision is that picture, is that thing that God showed you of his plan and purpose for your life, for your future, before they become visible. He said, before you are formed, he knew you. He knew what he wants you to be. And he has set you to live a life that he already planned. Pastor Miro was explaining it. He said, God has lived the life, he has drawn it, and he knew that this is where you end. He is aware of it. God now come back in time and bring you and say, come and live this life that I already made for you. And when you start, he will show you his plan and his purpose for your life. That is vision. Vision, the ability to see the God's plan and purpose for your future even before it becomes visible. May I ask you this morning, on what blueprint are you living your life? Have you seen the vision of your future? And are you living according to this vision? Praise God. Praise God. Hi, I'll be damned if after 40 years, I am just discovering that all my life has not been according to God's plan. It will be so sad that even after 30 years of your life, you have lived all 30 years of your life not knowing what God wants you to do. You have been running to be a bank manager. You have been running around and say, I want to be a doctor. You have been jumping around and say, if I can just be a professor, I will be fine. But you'll be damned when you know that even after all this running, you are not living according to the plan of God for your life. May our life not be wasted in the name of Jesus. Oh, what a joy to know what you are made for. Oh, what a joy to know the plans of God for your life It helps to direct your path. A man who knows where he's going will go in the right direction. But one who does not know will be walking anywhere. When he walks like this and he meets a little difficulty, say, maybe this is not the way. Let me try this way. And he will try this way again. There will be a little challenge. And he will say, maybe this is not for me. Let me go this way. And that is how the person will do and waste all the life. But a man with vision, a man who God has shown the picture of his future, knows where he is going. Even when there are challenges, where there are limitations, he will not be moved. He knows where he is going. Praise the Lord. A man like Joseph, in Genesis 37 verse 5 to 10, talks about Joseph, when God showed him his future, when God showed him what he has in stock, in plan for him, that you will be a king. Okay. To Joseph, okay, he will be in place of influence. He will be able to lead as king. That is the vision. That's what God has showed him. And I said, vision is the ability to see God's plan. And you can see that as he was moving in life, there are challenges, but this vision kept him going. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May I speak to somebody this morning? According to the author of Joseph, who, as he's going fulfilling vision, faces challenges here and there. May I tell you this morning that it may look rough, but you're on the right path that God wants you to be. And God will see you through in the name of Jesus. It may look like you are going from the pit to Potiphar's house. And you are wondering, when will this end? The Lord is asking me to tell you this morning that is with you, it will help you to fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. And when you think it's almost over in Potiphar's house, and when it seems you are already enjoying, you are overlooking all the affairs, and you feel, life is easy for me. And then suddenly, you find yourself in the prison of the king, and you are worried. You are worried. You are like, when will this end? Lord, is this what you want from me? The word of God is telling you this morning that is with you, and it will see you through until you fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. What is vision? Vision is a divine picture or revelation of a preferred future. Vision can be a divine picture or revelation of a preferred future. Genesis 12 verse 1 to 4, God showed the picture to Abraham. I will make you the father of many nations. That is the vision. A picture or a revelation of a preferred future. What is vision? Vision is the spiritual ability to perceive what God wants to do through you and where he wants to take you to. Vision is the ability to perceive. What am I saying? In essence, there are some of us that God will relate your future to you through dreams. God will relate it to you through the scripture. There are some of you who will perceive it. You will know this is what God wants you to do. You will know this is where God is leading you. Nehemiah 1 verse 3 to 4, they told Nehemiah about the walls of Jericho, and suddenly he knew that is vision. He cried and prayed that the walls of Jericho would be built again. Praise God. He perceived. So vision is a spiritual ability to perceive what God wants to do through you and where he wants to take you. Praise the Lord. So we have five biblical character of those who through vision, they're able to see their future and they're able to live according to the vision of God for their life. Number one is Abraham. And the vision is to become the father of many nations. And we can see from all of them a sample of the power of vision. What vision was able to do in their life in order to help them fulfill their destiny. And Genesis 12, verse 1 to 4, we saw that when God showed Abraham his vision of becoming many nations, God also gave him direction. So one of the power of vision is what? Direction. A man of vision will never lose their way. A man of vision has direction. Every time, every point in life, God directs their path. It may not be in full, it may be in part, but at every junction of decision, every junction of making decision in life, God appears and gives him direction. A man of vision is a man that God will direct. Praise the Lord. So, one power of vision is what? Direction. Genesis 12, verse 1 to 4. Genesis 15, verse 5 and 6. And Hebrews 11, 8 to 10. Direction. Another example we will see in Joseph, in Genesis 37, verse 5 and 11, is partnership and influence. God showed Joseph the vision of influence to become a leader, a king, that even his family are bowing to him. That talks about influence. That's the vision. But God helped him to go through his time through the power of vision, which is manifested through endurance and hope. Endurance and hope. A man of vision will endure because they have seen where they are going. A man of vision will endure. Will endure. He could not sleep with Potiphar's wife because he knows where he is going. He will endure. And without offending, they took him to prison. He still endure because he has an idea of what the future is. He has a vision. He knows where he is going. One who knows where they are going are equipped with the power to endure and to hope. Genesis 29, 20, verse 23. Genesis 41, 39, verse 41. And then we also see Nehemiah. We also see Nehemiah, and his vision is rebuilding Jerusalem's wall. Rebuilding Jerusalem's wall. And we see vision acting, the power of vision, in purpose and impact. Despite opposition, despite mockery and threat, despite all of that, he remained focused on the assignment because the vision was clear. Because the vision was clear, it was not moved by threat, it was not moved by mockery and opposition. Another example is Paul, and his vision is taking the gospel to the nations. His vision is taking the gospel to the nations. And we see the power of vision at work with purpose and impact. He endured persecution. He endured imprisonment and shipwrecks, even suffering, because he understood vision of God for his life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A man with a vision may be delayed, but he can never be permanently denied. A man of vision may be delayed, but he can never be permanently denied. And that's why the word of God is coming to you, that if you are walking according to his vision for your life, you may experience delay. But don't worry, you will not be denied of this glory. And God will shine his glory upon you in the name of Jesus. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. Vision turns ordinary people into extraordinary instruments in God's hands. Vision turns ordinary people to extraordinary people in God. Example are those ones we have shown in the scripture. Abraham, he would have remained in that land, in that city, but for vision, he became a big man, so to say. Example is also is our daddy Gio. Example is our daddy Gio. He will tell his story often and often that he came from a very poor background. He received this vision of God. He's working according to it, and God made him an extraordinary person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A man with that vision drives through life. A person with vision directs life. A man with that vision drives through life. But a man with vision, they direct life. Life does not control them, but they are in control of life. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Vision is heaven's answers to confusion, distraction, and purposeless living. If you are living a life of confusion or distraction, your life does not have purpose. Your life lacks vision, because vision is heaven's answer to confusion. Vision is heaven's answer to distraction and purposeless living. Many people are not defeated by the devil. Many people are not being fought by demons. They are defeated by absence of vision. They simply do not have vision. They cannot see what God has in store for them. They are not, devil is not after many people. It's because they lack vision. May I speak the word of God for you this morning? That every divine vision carries within it God provisions for the fulfillment. Philippians verse 19. Every divine vision carries provision for his fulfillment. God never revealed a vision without also preparing the resources and the people and the opportunity needed to accomplish it. God never give a vision without making provision for it. The God who gives a vision is committed to bringing it to pass. So you cannot fulfill any vision outside God. Remember, I told you are living a life that God already planned. In order to go through it, you need God beside you to go through it. Praise the Lord. So when God is giving you a vision, he's making provision for it. Here it is this morning. Vision begins as revelation, but it grows through preparation and end in manifestation. Visions begin as revelation. God revealing to you. I'm telling you this morning, you cannot receive a vision and sit down. What vision has God showed you? What vision have you received? It begins with preparation. And then it will end in manifestation. Don't sit around. Seek for vision. Seek for vision. And when you get the vision, seek for direction. Prepare to move. Move according to the vision. Not minding the obstacles. Not minding the limitation. Move according to the vision that God has given you, and it will end in manifestation. The journey from vision to fulfillment is where God develops character. So along the way in fulfilling your vision, God works on your character. God works on your faith, and God works on your dependence on him. You cannot fulfill any vision outside God. Vision gives direction, discipline gives process, and God gives fulfillment. Praise the Lord. A man with vision is a man of discipline. If you carry vision in your hand and you are not disciplined, the vision will soon become useless. The vision will soon become useless. A man of vision needs discipline to fulfill the vision of God for their life. Vision is God's invitation to participate in his plan. He has a plan for you. My brother, my sister, God has a plan for you. He has created you for great things and is inviting you to participate in his plan for your life. Perhaps you have no vision. Perhaps you don't know the direction with which God wants you to walk. Perhaps you don't know what God has in plan for you. It is not too late for you. The Lord is inviting you to participate in His plan for your life. So if you are here this morning, you have not given your life to Jesus, there is no way you can have a knowledge or see a vision for your life. God wants you close to Him so that He can show you His plan for your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You need Jesus to see vision. You need Jesus to fulfill destiny. The Lord will help you to fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we rise up to your feet as we take this prayer one more time? Say, my Father, give me a vision that will direct my life until my destiny is fulfilled. Raise your voice and pray it. Lord, give me a vision that will direct my life and my path until my destiny is fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ, give me a vision that will direct my life and my destiny until my destiny is fulfilled. Do not leave me alone, Lord. Do not leave me to wander in the journey of life. Do not leave me to live a wasteful life. Help me, Lord. Give me a vision that will direct my path until my destiny is fulfilled.
Let's pray that, Father, give me a vision. Give me a vision in the mighty name of Jesus that will direct my life. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please, can we stretch our hands unto our pastor, that God will bless him, that every virtue that has gone out of him, that God will replenish in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray that today will not be the last day we minister in the mighty name of Jesus, that God will continue to give him knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. God, all God will bless him and make him a blessing. Let's pray for him, that God will strengthen him, that he will never lack anything good in the mighty name of Jesus. That he has poured to us, that God will pour unto him back in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, worship you. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Please, let's have a seat. First Chronicles 29:14. It says, but who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given. So it's telling us that everything we have come from our God. So it's time for us to return part of it back to our Maker. Please, let's rise on our feet. If you are with your offering, it's time to give our offering. If you are with your tithe, please kindly dance forward. Right, the usher will pass the basket around for offering. Choir.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand on our feet as we give God praise.
Have you seen what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the works of Satan. He has given me the victory. That's why we sing, oh, say, yeah. Have you seen what the Lord has done? He has destroyed.